This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, we got three massive, massive games this weekend here in Houston with rooting interest involving your major sports teams. We got two ALCS games between the Astros and the Yankees, and we also got the Texans versus the Chiefs. And speaking of that, we got some breaking news about that game.
All kinds of little things going on here. Courtesy of James Palmer, our friend from the NFL Network, Chiefs wide receiver Tyreek Hill is going to be a game-time decision. We thought he was playing. He had practiced with the scout team. Some people were saying he was going to play. But that's not all. There's more, and then we'll get your reaction on this, and I'll give you mine, Landry. Sammy Watkins with a hamstring is officially doubtful per Andy Reid. And then there's one more tidbit of information that I meant to get to earlier, and that is that the Raiders-Texans game in Week 8, October 27th, has been flexed out of the noon slot into the 3:25 p.m. slot. It's the national game.
Interesting.
So break those down, 1, 2, 3.
Interesting. Number one, Tyreek Hill coming back. Bad news for the Texans. They haven't faced a receiver like this. There's not a receiver
like this. But a game-time decision.
In the NFL, he's going to play. Let's be honest. He's going to play. He probably could have suffered through the Colts game last week. He's going to play. And it's going to be very tough to stop Tyreek Hill, one of the most explosive guys in the league. Sammy Watkins, that's a guy who – he started out strong, three touchdowns. He's been somewhat of a disappointment in his career after the Bills basically traded a ransom in order to move up and get him. Him being out, not as big of a deal for the Chiefs because they have a lot of guys.
Byron Pringle is really good.
Byron Pringle is good. I just picked him up in fantasy. As you
did
can
you
see
really?
Right there. Yes, he is on my team as you're speaking of that. So he's a good player, and then they have a bunch of other guys that can make plays, and, of course, they got the best tight end in the game. The game being flexed against the Raiders, kind of interesting because – we thought the Raiders, we didn't think they were going to be as bad as they were last year, but I don't think we thought they would be one of the seven teams in the AFC halfway through the season with a winning record. So, I mean, right. The Raiders, originally you looked at that game, and I think a lot of people chalked this Kansas City game up as an L, and you chalked up that Raiders game as a W. I don't think that, you know, people expect the Texans to beat the Chiefs, but it seems like they have at least at best a puncher's chance.
Yeah.
But that Raiders game, I think it's going to be a lot more difficult than we originally thought it would be.
All right, I'll go backwards on the Raiders and Texans being flexed to 3:25. To me, that's the Deshaun factor, isn't it? I mean, the guy's TV. He's must-watch TV. And, you know, a lot of times when you're so close to a team, you don't understand. The nation loves Deshaun Watson. They love to watch him play. You know, you can see the breakdown on all the sports networks this week of – you know, Mahomes versus Deshaun. I think there's a real Deshaun factor there, and the fact that the Raiders are going to give them an excuse to flex it because they're pretty darn good. Watkins is out. Not a whole lot to say there. Hamstring, he's out, but that's almost like a be careful what you wish for because some of these guys that they have, I mean, Mecole Hardman and Pringle, those guys are really good. I mean, they're real good players. Andy Reid just keeps finding them. And then finally, I'm not so confident that Tyreek Hill is a game-time decision, but I would expect to see him.
What do you mean? Oh, you think he's just playing and you say game-time decision just because you can.
Yeah.
I'm with you. Tyreek Hill is going to be playing in this game. Now, is he going to be 100%? Who knows?
Yeah.
But I will say this. I mean, if we're talking about the injury was the arm. It wasn't the leg. And that son of a gun can still run regardless.
Oh, yeah.
So it's not like he's trying to test out an ankle, test out a knee or something like that. He's had his legs the whole time. He's been able to run.
Yeah.
And nobody in this league on the offensive side of the ball can run like Tyreek Hill. I know Roby had a good game against him last year. 4 catches, 23 yards, 8 targets. I'm not confident that Roby can check him, and I think you're going to have to send someone else over the top.
I'm not confident either.
And the other thing is, this is the thing, too. You know how sometimes they say out of sight, out of mind?
Mm-hmm.
So just when it's not in front of you, you just kind of forget. I think the way that the Chiefs are being evaluated right now and the way that a lot of people think they look vulnerable and the way a lot of people are judging them, they kind of forget that Tyreek Hill hasn't really been there all year. And it's like, right. you know, they've struggled the last 2 weeks, but they haven't had Tyreek Hill. Like, honestly, the equivalent of Tyreek Hill being out is almost like if DeAndre Hopkins missed time for the Texans. Now, I know they still have Kelce, but it's almost the equivalent. I think Kelce's like their Will Fuller, because Will Fuller, when he's out, the Texans offense last year wasn't right. the same. Tyreek Hill being out for the Chiefs, the offense is going to be elite regardless, but when Tyreek Hill's there, it's a whole different element. It would almost be like Deshaun Watson being without new Cobb.
I think it actually helps the Chiefs. I really do, because I just mentioned those two guys that have really blossomed because he's been out. They've had more opportunity. I think now Andy Reid's like, hey, man, I got 7 weapons, not 5. You know, and so once he comes back, he's going to be able to utilize these guys, you know, even more.
And that's also a challenge for Bill O'Brien, because Kenny Stills is a game-time decision. Bill O'Brien said that today, is that the biggest challenge, and I think what separates Andy Reid from Bill O'Brien and why a lot of people find it hard to believe or hard to imagine that Bill O'Brien would be able to beat Andy Reid. I don't think he has. You know, the two most recent matchups with Andy Reid, Bill O'Brien, they wet the bed in the playoffs. You remember that? They got shut out, the Wattcat game.
Yeah.
And then you had the primetime game, Deshaun's rookie year, when J.J. Watt got carted off and Whitney Merciless got hurt. And that was with Alex Smith, and the Chiefs moved the rock. Andy Reid is able to, if you give him 7 guys, 7 guys are going to be able to eat. 7 guys are going to be able to make plays. Bill O'Brien, I mean, you saw Will Fuller have success last Sunday, but a lot of people think that's because Kenny Stills wasn't in the lineup, and Kenny Stills was succeeding before that, and Will Fuller wasn't getting going at the same time. The thing that separates a guy like Andy Reid, who's one of the best offensive minds of all time, from guys like Bill O'Brien, is the more weapons you give him, the more plays are made and the more plays are spread around, and Bill O'Brien has kind of struggled to do that.
Not only that, but I think the more, like, someone like Tyreek Hill is out, I think it expands his creativity. Like, he tries different ways to get,
because you get to look at other guys,
right? As opposed, and use it, he tries to use them in other ways, as opposed to a lot of head coaches who'll say, oh no, my best wide receiver's out, let's just run the ball every down. You know, they don't take that, they don't turn that frown upside down. You know what I mean? Like Andy Reid, he's out of Tyreek Hill. He's all of a sudden, okay, let's try
challenge.
This with Hardman, and let's try this with Pringle, and let's try this with whomever. Whereas a lot of coaches would be, oh, no, we got to really go.
Tuck your tail between your legs. You try to get conservative.
Right.
You don't trust these guys.
I think he's the exact opposite.
I mean, that's why he is where he is, and that's why he's looking for his 200th win. So it'll be interesting to keep an eye on. If you're just tuning in, the breaking news about the Houston Texans: Sammy Watkins doubtful for the Chiefs. Tyreek Hill, a game-time decision. Kenny Stills, also a game-time decision, so that's something to keep an eye on. And also the Texans-Raiders game, that's been flexed. Landry Locker, John Lopez live at the Houston Open. Figgy Fig holding us down out at the studio. We do it every Friday. We don't always get to do it in anticipation of the best sports weekend in the history of Houston sports, but we have that privilege today. Friday Future Trippin', we're going to have a Texans edition, an Astros edition, and an other edition. It's going to be a fun one. We're going to put a bow on this week and look ahead to an amazing weekend next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.